work for us. And therefore, we're going to have to partner with it. And what that really translates into is using fire in the more moderate parts of the fire season. There still will always be a need for suppression close to, you know, human settlements and during really severe parts of the year when we're getting fire behaviors that we deem unacceptable, the quote-unquote bad fire based on location or timing. But we get a lot of ignitions during very good parts of the fire season and get very good fire behavior. And during those times, rather than defaulting to straight fire suppression mode, the key is going to be to actually maybe even spread fire during those times of the year. You know, do burning more in a prescription mode as part of our general forest management plan. And that's going to be up to, you know, our firefighters are going to be doing that as well. So we're going to be moving from this war on fire, firefighting, more to being fire managers.
All right. Professor John Bailey, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
For KBOO Evening News, this is Sam Bowman speaking with John Bailey, Associate Professor of Silviculture and Fire Management at the College of Forestry at Oregon State University.
Now is your chance to show support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. And joining us now are Bill and Ken to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Hi, this is Bill, and of course Ken is right here by me. Let me give you the phone number, 877-500-5266. Give us a call, start giving some money, make your contribution a little bigger this month, you know, something like that, if you can afford it. These are all the ways that you become a member and sustain us. Now, I just wanted to say this, one of the story we just heard about the fires, firefighting and fire management. This is, you know, I may be a geek, but boy, oh boy, that was a story that was fascinating. That was sort of exemplary. You know, you're not going to hear this on the evening news. And this is very important information for us to understand how this all works. What does it mean when you have fire season? And you get that here. You get that information that you rarely find or hear or see anyplace else on KBOO's evening news. And, you know, one way of showing your appreciation is, of course, contributing. And one of the things that we do when people contribute is that we give them even more. For instance, as I have mentioned before, our 4 GB flash drive of various programs that we have had over the years, and it's only $6.25 a month.
So give us a call, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. We have 40% of our members are sustaining members, and that basically means that we take a little bit out of your credit card, your debit card, or your checking account every month. $120 a year translates to $10 a month. We did the math before, $2.31 a week or 33 cents a day, and that's somewhere around minimum wage. Bill had recommended giving 1 hour's wage per month to KBOO to become a member or a sustaining member. And you could easily do that. We have people here waiting to answer the phone at 877-500-5266. Or Bill, they could also go online.
They could. That's at kboo.fm. And when you get to that page in the top right corner, you will see a tip jar. And you click on that, and that takes you to the process that allows you to give us money. So do that. Walk into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue or call 877-500-5266.
A rally will be held this evening at 6 o'clock in Portland to thank Senators Wyden and Merkley for supporting the president's deal with Iran. After weeks of indecisiveness, both Merkley and Wyden decided to support the president's diplomatic efforts in Iran. The organizers of this evening's rally say that although the deal is not a perfect solution, it is the best we are going to get and marks a giant step towards the use of diplomacy over aggression. Republicans in the House are still trying to block this deal, but their resolution of disapproval was not able to move forward in the Senate after 42 Democrats, including the two from Oregon, decided to vote against it. The rally will be held today, Thursday, September 10th, 2015, at 6 p.m. at 911 Southeast 11th Avenue. This will be outside of Senator Wyden's Portland office.
President of the United States, Barack Obama, today has directed federal agencies to prepare to accommodate 10,000 Syrian refugees. This announcement follows mounting pressure from inside and outside the government for the United States to shoulder some of the burden of the ongoing Syrian refugee crisis. A White House petition with nearly 62,000 signatures had asked the government to accept 65,000 asylum seekers. The new policy is a five-fold increase in the number of refugees granted asylum in the United States since the Syrian civil war began back in 2011, but it still pales in comparison to the nation of Germany, for example, which recently announced that it would accept 800,000 refugees. It is also a tiny fraction of the 4 million people who have fled the nation of Syria since 2011. 7 million people are estimated to be internally displaced within Syria, bringing the total number of uprooted Syrians to 11 million people. Upwards of 320,000 people have been killed so far in the war, with no end or path to peace in sight. In the latest developments, the Syrian army's last base in Idlib province has fallen to the Islamist group Jabhat al-Nusra, prompting Russian President Vladimir Putin to send two tank landing ships and aircraft to the area around the port city of Latakia. Putin has been Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's most prominent supporter on the UN Security Council. Russia has also troops in the country, troops which it claims are there only in an advisory capacity.
A former British Navy chief has expressed concern about British involvement in U.S. drone strikes. Admiral Lord West told reporters from the Guardian newspaper that the drone strikes could involve extrajudicial killings, which are a violation of international law. His announcement came 3 days after the first British drone strike in Syria, which killed two British citizens and a Syrian. The U.S. military drone program is currently being used in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and Syria to carry out assassinations of people allegedly involved in U.S.-labeled terrorist organizations. The Bureau of Investigative Journalism estimates a total death toll of more than 1,100 civilians from drone strikes, including over 200 children. But the U.S. government has only acknowledged a few of those deaths. In April of this year, President Obama publicly apologized for a drone strike in January, which accidentally killed one American and one Italian. But he has not acknowledged the massive civilian death toll from drones. Even so, a newly released package of documents from the Pentagon reveals that the military had prior knowledge of the 1,100 civilian deaths by drone, but has until now refused to admit that number publicly.
The United Nations General Assembly today voted to adopt a set of principles to guide countries facing debt crises. The debt restructuring principles adopted include good faith, transparency, impartiality, equitable treatment of debt holders, and sustainability. The vote is the outcome of a year-long UN effort to advance a global bankruptcy process. The UN General Assembly voted to begin that process last September in the face of debt crises in Greece, in Argentina, and in the Caribbean. This summer, Pope Francis endorsed the UN global bankruptcy process amidst Greece's ongoing debt crisis. The resolution passed overwhelmingly in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia, and in the Caribbean. But six countries voted against the effort to limit financial crisis and debt for the poorest countries. They were Canada, Germany, Israel, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States of America.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Robin Ryan, John Shuck, and myself, Sarika Mehta. The producer is Sam Bowman. Our engineer is Matthew Olson. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Sari Gametha.
And I'm Robert Barncord. Coming up tomorrow morning, Friday, on KBOO at 7, it'll be Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Positively Revolting Talk Radio, hosts Ani and Lynn will welcome award-winning investigative journalist David K. Johnston to talk about current American politics. At 9 on Democracy in Motion, KBOO's Lisa Loving interviews Nation magazine journalist Ari Berman about his book, Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America. At 10, it'll be Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 a.m. tomorrow on The Digital Divide, host Rabia Yeaman speaks with Bruce Schneier about the NSA, about Edward Snowden, and about your online privacy, as well as other information from his new book entitled Data and Goliath.
Coming up next is Rose City Native Radio, but first we go to the other side of the air room, to Bill and Ken, to talk about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
Oh, thanks, Sarika, and thanks, Robert. That was our news for tonight, and we had that beautiful block there, the two-hour block, every weekday from 4 to 6 p.m., Democracy Now! And our p.m. news. To become a member of KBOO, and that's why we're here right now, Bill and I, give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm. You know, some of the stories tonight you're not going to hear anywhere else. Sarika did a report on drone strikes, and we've done quite a bit of reporting on drone strikes. I know even as volunteer on the Monday News, and I interviewed a woman who wrote a book on drone attacks and strikes, and it's something that you don't hear on the mainstream news. That's more like Kim Kardashian and Donald Trump and things like that, and yet it's going on all over the world. And
Yes, exactly.
You won't hear them too much about them on KBOO. And then stories that are very close to my heart in terms of what I like to cover, fracking, which oddly enough, even NPR, I wrote an article. They have quite a bit of contributions coming in from gas and oil interests, so you're not going to hear a lot of anti-fracking stories on NPR even, and certainly not in the mainstream media. GMO labeling, one of the stories that KBOO News broke was ALEC was exposed, the organization ALEC, A-L-E-C, was exposed as the author of the Monsanto Protection Act in Oregon, and that was an attempt to, from the state point of view, from the state legislature, to outlaw any attempt to label GMO products in the state. And now we've got a dark act, a Monsanto Protection Act in the actual U.S. Congress. So these are stories, again, that you're not going to hear anywhere else. If you're listening to KBOO, I have a feeling that you're somewhat sympathetic to stories like this and you want to hear news like that. To continue this kind of reporting, become a member or renew your membership today, now, 877-500-5266, Bill.
And I have to say, I don't want to hear stories like that. I want to hear it only when they're relevant, when it's happening. I want news that tells me what's going on. I wish that fracking wasn't going on. I wish that, our legislatures weren't controlled by large corporations. But since that is happening, I am so glad that KBOO exists. And you, of course, can help it continue by calling 877-500-5266 or going to kboo.fm. That's kboo.fm. Those are the letters, an O and an O, not the numbers, zero. kboo.fm. Or walk into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and bring money and contribute and become a member. Become an integral part of the KBOO community. Once you're a member, you get to contribute your actual self. You can go to board meetings. You can run for the board. There are so many ways you can, you know, talk to the programming committee about having a program of your own. You can volunteer for the news, as Ken does.
Yeah, in fact, just try doing that with KGW. You walk into their studios and start saying, I'd like to be on the programming committee here. You see how well you're treated. But you can do that at KBOO.
It is so true. And plus, we give you presents. You give us money, we give you things like the KBOO t-shirt, the KBOO hoodie, a large zip-up hoodie. It costs $20 a month for an ongoing membership, and it's gorgeous and yummy, and it keeps you dry and warm. And all you have to do is give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm, click on the tip jar, or walk in the door at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and go to the end of the hall and give people money. It's so easy. And it's not even has to be a lot. It could be $20. You know, whatever you can afford. So please become a member. Let's go back to our programming.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Midway Festival of Nations on Sunday, September 20th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Division Street Shopping Center located at 122nd and Southeast Division. The Festival of Nations is a family-friendly free event in the Midway District. They are celebrating their very diverse community with a variety of music, clowns, face painting, local vendors, service organizations, and other surprises. The Taste of the Nations is a special food area where local families will prepare traditional food, and it will be available for purchase and